What is happening? Hey, it's Joe Fear here, and this is going to be our second solo episode. It's my first solo episode. I don't have my co-host and best friend, Mr. Matt Wolf, with me. He's not with me right now. He's actually not even in the house right now. I am in the studio alone. It's kind of nice. It's quiet in here. but this episode, this is going to be one of our snackable episodes. So this is an experiment. You know, we started last week. So definitely check out Matt's episode where he gave a ton of growth strategies, 40 growth strategies to grow a podcast. And really, you can use it for a lot of other content too. So check out last week's episode on that. In this episode, I'm going to talk about one of the most in-demand strategies. I would say it's the most in-demand strategies, but this is just me here, you know, because Matt's not here right now. So this is a strategy called, we call it the Dream 100 strategy. We did not come up with the name. That was a Chet Holmes name. And you can look into that. Chet Holmes is definitely the one that came up with this Dream 100 strategy. But what we do is we have a strategy to get connected with anyone we want, just about anyone. And this is how we bring the amazing names and folks on this podcast, folks that we've done a lot of joint venture referral type deals with, affiliate partners. We're using it to get connected to different brands, to get sponsorships. Basically, I want to give you the exact strategy we use to get connected with anyone. So strap on in. I'm going to go quick and give you the exact details and templates that you can swipe and do the same for your own business, however you want to use this. Doesn't have to be the exact way we do. We'll give you options. So before we get into it, I want to remind you, we are always taking notes. I actually have the notes right in front of me, so I'm going to give you my notes, and those are available for free within 2 weeks of this episode going live. So you got to be quick. Just hit the pause button. Go over to flowchartgroup.com. That's flowchartgroup.com, and that's going to redirect you to our Facebook fan page, or it's actually our group, not a fan page. What are those? That's old school. It goes to our group and also gives you an option to plug in your email address over at flowchartgroup.com, and that's how you get the notes. We'll email them to you.
Boom, 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 boom.
What's up, everybody? Boom, you're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki. I want to get into this quickly because this is a strategy when we're guesting on other podcasts, when we go on live streams and do webinars and just chat with mastermind groups. This strategy is always the one that is asked of Matt and me. And it's this Dream 100 strategy. It's how we get connected with anyone since our network is our currency. And that's something we didn't realize for years. But ever since we had this podcast, we stumbled into a ton of ways to kind of growth hack our networking. And this is the number one strategy that we've come across. We've been using it for nearly 3 years now. And it's kind of been like a little secret thing. We probably talked about it on some shows, but we never really dove deep into the details and gave everything away, like the strategies and the templates and all that stuff. So let me start off with just why would you want to use this thing for any reason at all? It's to get connected with anyone you want to get connected with. So in our case, you know, we love to bring on amazing podcast guests. And currently we're stretching and kind of really reaching further than we ever have and going for celebrities and folks that we definitely do not have personal connections with, but we might have a 1 or 2 degree separations from these folks. So then this strategy comes in handy very nicely, and I'll show you how. This is a strategy you and other folks could use, and we've seen folks use this and kind of flip it to become guests on other podcasts, or maybe get connected with influencers to do live streams and webinars, or maybe even get some referral or affiliate partners, some ideal partners on board. Or possibly you're going after brands to get sponsorship or to do some collaborations. That's also something we're working on right now. You can use this Dream 100 strategy that we've created here for any of these reasons. We just happen to use it primarily to get more guests on our podcast. And I'm going to literally give you the exact template, the Google sheet that we use that you can see and pretty much swipe what we're doing. So the reason why we do this is because referrals are the number one way to get introduced to anyone. It's always that warm connection that's going to bring an open door to whoever you're getting connected with. So this is where you don't have to prove yourself. Someone else is already warming the wheels for the interaction to happen. You know, it's the first impression. It's like at a party when a friend introduces you to someone else there. You can hit it off fairly quickly because, you know, all the initial stuff's out of the way. So we love referrals. This is why we're promoters, we're affiliate marketers. This is why we love this media company business in a nutshell. So the other reason that we've noticed, and this is kind of recently, is this strategy attracts connectors in your network. So the more that you are allowing people to know who you want to get connected with, there are people, I guarantee it, everyone has this in their network. You just got to kind of find these people or get out there and start sharing these names around and who you want to get connected with. There are certain people in your network, in all of our networks, that are connectors. These people just thrive off of showing their connector skills. Sharon Worsley, I'm going to give you a shout out because you are an absolute gem. Stefan Spencer, another one. George Bryant. I mean, there are key people, and I am not saying go after these folks just for the connector, you know, ness of them. These are amazing folks in our network who have stepped up and are amazing connectors. We have a ton more, so I'm definitely leaving way too many names off that table. But the point being here is there are a lot of folks that just want to help you, and you don't have to do this yourself. There's a book called by Dan Sullivan called Who Not How, and that is the big thing, is leaning into the who. So who are the who's in your network that can really extend your mission or your vision and get you to your goals, and not have to be you to do this all or figure it out. So we kind of let just the nature of our network dictate who is introduced to us, but we are aligning the direction. We kind of have North Stars out there that give people guideposts. Because the cool thing here is you're not always going to get connected to the exact names of people on the list that I'm about to tell you about. But so there might be someone related that's different, but you might get completely wowed and be like, whoa, I didn't know this person, but this is obviously someone I would want on my show, or I would like to guest on their podcast or just get to know. So have all that in mind is why this strategy is so dang effective. And honestly, I wanted to lay that as the groundwork of this episode before getting into the specifics, because it's just so important to understand that perspective. And it took us a long time to understand, but now we know the value is in our network, and that is what we lean on. We appreciate our network. We're so damn grateful, because if it wasn't for the people like you listening, there's a lot of our connector friends and folks that might, you know, that we'll meet eventually listening to me right now and listen to Matt every week, multiple times a week. You are the ones that further what we do. If it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this. So that is the power of the network. In the case of our show and what you're hearing here, and you know, and everything that we're doing in our business, so this can definitely align with whatever your strategy is to connect with amazing folks that you just want to get connected with to further whatever you're doing. So, without further ado, let's talk about the Dream 100 strategy specifically. So, what it is, what the Dream 100 strategy is essentially the components make up of a simple Google sheet. And there's going to be a link that you put inside your emails. So specifically to have this strategy work, you need to have a Google sheet, and you need to link it to a Google type of email provider. So a Gmail or a Google Workspace. They used to be called G Suite, but I think it's Google Workspace now. So you need to have those two things to make this thing work. Now, the power of this is that you can actually leverage, I'm skipping over a little story that basically got us into this. I stumbled upon this. So those are the components, Google Sheet and email. Now, let me back up and actually say the quick story of how I came across this was we were in a mastermind, and a buddy of ours and mentor, Roland Frazier, was asking us, you know, what are we looking to do in our business? What are we looking to basically enhance in everything we're doing? It was to get connected with more folks. So he was the one that suggested to list names on a Google sheet. And this is for a completely different purpose. This was just to literally list names on a sheet. So I got to give Roland credit for, helping us out with a lot of introductions. So I appreciate you Roland, if you're listening. But at the end of the day, what I noticed when I linked him to that spreadsheet, it gave a little preview in my email that looked like an attachment when I sent it to him. Now, I realized, okay, so if I link a Google Sheet into a Google-based email in some kind of message, it's going to create a little preview at the bottom of that email for the recipient, and it's going to look like an attachment. So it's not like I actually attach something to the email, but it's just going to be perceived as an attachment. So it's going to garner the click. You know, it's going to be a little enticing. It's going to be a curiosity thing. So that's what I noticed. And I was like, that's interesting. So what if I actually created a list of names that are the folks that we like to get connected with? And on that Google Sheet, you know, I list out, let's call it 100 names, which is what we did. So we list out our top 100 names on this Google Sheet. And at the top of that sheet, we have a little intro. We have a little bit of copy that basically says what this list is. And we tell folks, you know, who we are and how they can connect people to us or ask any questions. So that's essentially what I realized. You know, this was a little experiment. So I listed these names and I started linking that sheet to my email signature inside of Gmail. Actually, we use Google Workspace. So what I wrote in my email signature for you, and you can copy this, and I'm kind of bouncing around on my notes here, but it's definitely covering it all. Remember, get the notes at flowchartgroup.com because you'll see all the specifics here. So in my email footer right there, the actual signature, sorry, that name is always escaping me, that copy is our Dream 100 list. Know anyone? And it's just that little sentence I put inside my email signature, and that links directly to the Google Sheet, which is our Dream 100 list. So again, the copy in the email signature says our Dream 100 list. Know anyone? And that's all it is. It's just a link to Google Sheets. And what that does is every single time I send an email, so it's either the first email I send to someone, or if it's a reply to someone who sends an email to me, my first reply, it's actually going to show that little attachment, that little preview that I mentioned of our Dream 100 list. So what that means is every single email I'm sending, or every reply, at least to the person, you know, the first initial reply or email, that Dream 100 is going to be so prevalent in that email, assuming that I don't have a bunch of other attachments, which isn't typically the case. It's right there. And so folks see exactly what this is and what our intention is. We're leading with, hey, we would love to get connected with these folks. Can you help us? And I am not kidding. It's at least twice to four times a week we have someone reach out to us, or, you know, or to Matt or in our support, connecting us with someone on that list. Or it's someone, you know, just as amazing on that list that we'd love to have on our show anyway. That list is absolutely crucial to the growth of our network, and it also just extends us into the people that we really should get to know, because there's a lot of folks that we would love to know that we would just never know about unless they were kind of led our way. So that's everything that's involved in how we can systematically get connected to pretty much anyone we want to. And again, it's leveraging simple technology, Google Sheets, and a Google-based email like Gmail or Workspace, Google Workspace. And all you're doing is making that Google Sheet. And in that list of 100 names, what we like to do is kind of put like 80-20. So we think about like the degrees of separation. So when we're making our Dream 100 list, we're thinking about like, who are the people that are kind of connected to us and ones that are maybe moonshots? So we have people like Elon Musk on there, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey. You know, those are the folks, the type of folks that we're putting on there. We probably will add more celebrities since that's the direction we want to take our show. Those names are going to be listed there, but also we're going to put some folks that are kind of closer to us. So maybe these are folks that are a degree or two of separation from us, where we have a feeling like we can get connected with them. And if we get connected to that person, it might lead to bigger doors that open to the celebrity types or someone else on that list, you know, some more of these A-listers or, you know, people that are really seen in the spotlight, whatever that metric is for you. That's kind of how we see when we're creating that Dream 100 list of names. Think about however that shows up for you. It could be four podcasts that you want to guest on. What are the podcasts that you want to be on? List those on the 100 names on that list. Or what are the brands? Who are the affiliate partners that you would absolutely love to get behind on your next affiliate launch? You could use this for as a JV manager and go out there, and this is how you get connected with the amazing folks in the world to help you out. So What I implore of you now is to actually check out our Dream 100 list so you can find it. And this is really easy for you because you can, to replicate what we're doing, you could just copy our list, but please, please, please change the names on the list and change, you know, the copy on top because it obviously won't be relevant to you. But at least take a look at what we're doing and then get some inspiration and then make it your own. So you can find ours at hustleandflowchart.com/dream100. Again, that's hustleandflowchart.com/dream100. And that's going to redirect straight to the Google Sheets that we're talking about here. So it's super simple. You'll see it. You can literally just copy it right there. Again, fill it out, you know, to the best of your doing, of your own intentions, all the stuff that you want to put in there. Once you're done with it, link it over into your email. So assuming you have Gmail or some kind of Google email, put inside your email signature, use whatever copy you want, but then direct link it. Don't use a redirect link, but direct link to the Google Sheet link that it gives you. And, you know, whatever the public link is, don't make it editable. And then put that inside your email signature. Then just start sharing, or, you know, actually just start sending emails like normal, because you don't have to do anything different. The point here is that you're just placing a link in there. You're sending emails like normal. And then eventually you're going to start getting referrals. You're going to get people asking you questions. Hey, what's this thing? What's this list? Oh, you want to get connected to that person? I never knew that. Why? It's a conversation starter, and you're going to start getting intros. I guarantee it. And I really, 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 really want to hear what you come up with. I want to hear the results. So please, 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 the best place to do that, go to flowchartgroup.com. That's where our community is. Yes, you also get the notes of what I'm giving you here. So make sure to go to flowchartgroup.com, plug in your email address, but also you're going to enter that group. And I want to hear what you do with this Dream 100 strategy. It's extremely powerful. There are so many people that have implemented this. We're talking the gurus and the legends, that a lot of folks that we've had on this podcast, and also people that are just starting out in business, and all of them are getting results. I promise you, you will get connected with people that you want to get connected with. Does that even make sense? And it's going to be effortless. So try it. Again, flowchartgroup.com. Go let us know how it goes. And if you want to get our list, again, that's at hustleandflowchart.com/dream100. And then just share this thing everywhere. Like, share it on social. Tell people that you just made this list and you're excited about it. Guarantee that's going to get you some connections too. So, and update your list often. I would say that's the last thing. So, you know, new people, new ideas, new brands, that's always going to pop up. So make sure you're thinking to update the list, because just know people are going to be watching. All right. So that's what I got for you. This has been amazing. I love doing this little solo thing. So expect more tactical stuff. It's going to be all over the place. So this strategy, and also what Matt was talking about, this relates to how we run our business. So podhacker.com, if you want to really deep dive into how we're doing podcasting, but also growing our media company and really how we see business and how we connect everything together with the systems, templates, checklists, all that stuff, and the video walkthroughs, that's at podhacker.com. That's a no-brainer. You could swipe everything we're doing if you want to deep dive into all of this fun stuff. And then lastly, we have Easy Webinar. They're always sponsoring us, and at least for a long time, they're amazing. And so if you're in the webinar game and you want to optimize what you're doing, check out Easy Webinar. It's a no-brainer. And also, if you're just starting out with webinars, it's got you covered too. It makes it easy, hence the name. It does it all for you. The tech shouldn't be the barrier, and that's the mission from these guys, is they want to make webinars easy, but also extremely effective. So check out easywebinar.com/hustle. That's easywebinar.com/hustle. You're going to get an exclusive discount being a listener of this podcast, and you're going to see how awesome that tool is too. So enjoy that, and please share this episode if you felt like you got some value. If someone in your life needs to get connected with some folks, this is an amazing strategy. Share it with them. Leave a comment, review, share your results in the group, all that fun stuff. We want to hear from you. We appreciate you. Love you, and we will see you next time. Joe out.